Welcome back to our podcast this week.
Woo!
We're probably in LA when
Oh my god, we actually are in LA and we are probably at a festival right now.
Yeah, so please watch our stories, watch Snapchat, and watch our TikTok because a lot of those contents are gonna be on there.
Yay!
Okay. Anyways, okay, so first things first.
We were just talking about this.
Yeah, like I don't know why, but we turned the camera off and then we started talking about this.
I know.
So stupid.
We're like, dude, we need to talk about this on the podcast.
Okay, so I see this a lot on TikTok. It says a guy falls in love with a girl when you're not with her,
mm-hmm.
but a girl falls in love with a guy when you're with him.
Right.
And I was asking her, is that true?
Right. So I'm just imagining myself in that situation. And I do feel like when I'm with them, mm-hmm. I'm like really happy. And then when I go home, or like even just the second that I say bye to them, I get really sad.
Yeah, same.
And I never have a too much with that guy.
Like I'm seeing him too much.
I never get overwhelmed by his existence. Mm-hmm. I never get like annoyed unless I'm like in a fight with him. Like,
right.
But even if I was in a fight with him, I still want to be with him
instead of
like when I say leave me alone. Don't leave me alone.
Like in the same house, different room situation, right?
No, come up to me.
Oh, really?
And try to solve the problem with me.
Oh, my God.
If I say, stop talking to me, get out, leave me alone, you can get out, but I expect you to come back in like 3 minutes.
That's so quick. That's like grabbing a little bit of water.
Because I'm not going to get out of my room to go to you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come to me. Or like, I want him to come to me and say, hey, let's figure this out.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, okay, fine. And then I need him to like get it out of me.
Yeah.
So there's never a too much for me,
mm-hmm.
regardless of if we're in a good place or not.
Yeah. Anyways, so I think there are more times that I fall in love with the guy mm-hmm. if I'm with him rather than when I'm not with him. 100%.
Right. Do you actually forget about the guy?
Like, what do you mean forget though? But okay,
like you forget about his existence, kind of, or like what it feels like to be with him.
Okay, so the thing is, this one time, I went on a date with this guy, and I didn't know when was the next time I was seeing him, But every time we see each other, and we part ways, and we still don't know when we're gonna see each other. He would always like text in like the first 3 minutes, saying like, it was fun.
Yeah.
I hope to see you again.
Yeah.
And I'll work like, you know, 頑張れるみたいな仕事. I'll work hard until I see you next time. Like that made me feel not anxious about not seeing him.
Mm.
And that made me able to forget about him in a good way. When I can't forget about a guy when I'm with that person is when I'm anxious.
Right,
when I'm thinking, what is he doing? Why isn't he being responsive?
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. So even if I didn't end up dating that guy.
Yeah.
But even if I were to start dating with him, I still want him to do the same, even if we're dating.
Yeah.
So that I can be not anxious about not being with him.
Right.
Right. So it's a good thing when I'm able to like focus on other things when I'm not with him.
Yeah.
For
me,
I think.
For sure. Yeah. I don't want to be anxious either.
Right.
But you're talking about anxiety that comes from what? Like, why would you be anxious if he doesn't say that?
Well, like, first of all, it's more like,
because like mainly I've only experienced anxiety when I'm not in the relationship yet. It's more about like the before, like the dating like stage,
right?
Where nothing is clear.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes me anxious.
Mm.
It's like I feel this way for him, but does he feel the same way for me?
Right.
But I feel like once you guys like decide to be in a relationship, that's like pretty clear that you guys are both into each other.
Yeah.
So like, I don't really know what kind of anxiety you would be feeling when you're in the relationship.
I think it's just about like the thoughtfulness and the care that I feel from this guy.
Yeah.
Even if we start dating, I think I need to feel that. And if I don't, I could feel like, I mean, I wouldn't think, like, I'm not thinking like, oh my God, what is he doing when he's not with me?
Yeah.
But it's more like, you're a completely different person now that we're not even like in the same space. Like, you don't even like acknowledge my existence.
Yeah.
Do you think that we're just gonna, like, what are we? Like, strangers?
Yeah.
But him only saying that one sentence.
Yeah.
3 minutes or like in that day, yeah, within the first few hours, yeah, that's just gonna make me be okay for the rest of the week. Mm. Like, yeah, I'll snap him time to time, but we don't have to be texting all the time. But him not saying that, yeah, is just gonna change the whole dynamic of the rest of the week for me. Damn. It's like that. Aftercare is so important for me.
Did you hear that, guys? The aftercare is very, very important. Yeah.
It's not just sex. Like, even if it's just, you know, going on a date.
It's so crazy to me because, like, I've never been in a relationship after I've basically matured. Uh-huh. That I don't know what it's like to be in a relationship where you only see your boyfriend once a week. Like, I really don't know how that feels.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm just saying. Yeah.
I know. Same.
Right?
Yeah. True.
But I feel like for the guy that, you know, you low-key have a thing with.
Yeah.
You guys, like, pretty much see each other more than once a week.
True.
Like, I feel like you guys see each other, like, 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah. True.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's, like, more than seeing only once a week.
Yeah.
So, like, that is fine. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what I would feel only seeing once a week. Mm-hmm. Like, that might make me anxious.
Only seeing him once a week?
Yeah. Because, well, or like, but I don't know because I never experienced
it. Okay. But you think that that would make you anxious. Yeah. Why?
Because I'm not in contact, direct contact
right,
with him.
Right. No. Yeah.
Like,
I understand. Like, what the fuck are you going to text about? Right.
Yeah. And like, I'm not a big texter anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather much, like, spend time with you in real life than, like, spend hours texting. Mm. Like, if we're both texting from each other's houses, like, might as well just be in the same house and spend time together. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't want to spend, like, waste my time texting. I don't want to waste my energy. I don't want to think about texting. Oh, my God. You know the guy?
Yeah. What? The guy?
Recently.
Yeah. The recent guy?
Yeah. The recent guy. So he texted me. Mm. I texted back after like 3 hours.
Yeah.
And there's like a three hour. I haven't texted him for about 36 hours now.
Oh my God. Okay.
But it's not because I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. It's not to show that I'm not interested in him. It's just that it's not my priority right now.
Yeah.
And I'm just.
But I think it's like there's also the fact that he's not your priority right now. Like, if you actually start liking this guy, I think it'll be like a 5 hour. Not a 36. I think it's also about, like, it is to an extent about the fact that you don't like texting. You're not a big texter.
Yeah.
But I think it's also the fact that you're not that invested in him.
Right.
Right.
So it's the guy. The problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You know, no, this person was saying no one's a bad texter. They just don't text you because they don't like you.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think so. I mean, okay, I don't want to say this because I haven't texted back a lot of my friends that I love.
Yeah.
But when it comes to relationships, yeah, I think that's the case.
Like, no one is a bad texter.
No.
They're just not interested. Yeah.
Like,
sad reality.
Now I know. Like,
now you know.
Yeah. So about the nobody's a bad texter, he just doesn't like you enough.
Yeah.
I strongly feel that now because I'm comparing the guy that I'm talking to right now to all the guys that I've talked to before.
Yeah.
And like, I never had to think about how he's not texting me or how he doesn't like me or how he might not like,
does it make you anxious?
I don't look at the signs that he likes you TikToks anymore, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't
need to
look for signs.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Understand. Like, it's like similar to texting to a friend or family.
Yeah. Kind of.
Like, there's no like extra thought into it.
I don't have a doubt.
Yeah. Like, so, even if he's not replying to you for 5 hours.
Yeah.
It's like, why isn't he replying for 5 hours?
When he's not replying for 5 hours, I literally know that he's sleeping. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Because he won't not reply if he's not sleeping.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So I do think if he likes you, he will.
Yeah.
It's true to an extent. Unless he's like really shy or whatever. But then even then, I think. Or I'm not scared to double text or triple text when he left me on read.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to think about
that. Yeah. Yeah.
But I used to for other guys. Mm. And this guy would literally left me unread for 3 days and he would come back like nothing happened. And like, my mental state would be like this, but I would still like continue talking to him. I needed to realize
that was a red flag.
Yeah. So dumb.
But those are the ones where you want to actually keep conversation going with.
Yeah, that was like so toxic.
And it's like you kind of want to get this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like really, really, really.
It seems like a prize, right?
Yeah.
But
definitely.
I think when you're like in the flirting, like texting stage, that's fun. Yeah. But like if he starts, yeah, I don't know. He doesn't like you that much, I think. If you like that, like the feeling of getting the guy of your dreams.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you really like him and you also want him to really like you back.
Yeah.
And he's acting like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you have to work harder.
That is a sad reality.
It is.
That's a sad reality.
It's more work.
But do you believe like they would marry you if they like you?
Ah, that's a good question.
Like if you only text back 3 hours later, he only texts you back 3 hours later. Uh-huh. If you text back very quickly, he also replies in that instant too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like very random.
Yeah.
Like if you're texting, like because, you know,
mm-hmm.
you don't know when you can text him. So like when you have the time, you actually open it when he sent it to you.
Yeah.
And you guys are both on the chat.
Yeah.
But then when you only reply for like 5 hours later, it's not like he replies after 5 minutes. He only also replies after like 3 or 5 hours later.
Mm. Wait, what's the question? Would you marry the guy? You said, do you think he'll marry you, right?
What? You said that's a good question.
Yeah. No.
To what?
If he likes you, do you think he'll marry you?
No.
What?
I said, do you think he would mirror you?
Oh, mirror me. Because I was going to say like is different from marriage, but...
No wonder you sounded confused.
Mirror.
I was explaining that, yeah. Mirror.
I don't like it when people do that.
No, I'm not asking for your opinion.
What are you asking?
Do you think they do?
When they like you.
Yeah. Or do you think it's always quick, regardless of how...
No. I think they mirror you. Like, I think they try to, like, think about it and try not to sound too desperate.
Yeah,
they try to, like, give you the space that you need.
Yeah.
I think if he's not doing that, if he's literally just coming to you every second, I think that's, like, low-key a red flag.
Ooh.
Because he's not thinking about you enough. Like
he doesn't care about how he's being presented.
Yeah, yeah, at all. He's
Or like, going. You know that he's like low-key doing that to like show that like I'm here, like it's too much, like it's too good to be true, low-key.
Right, low-key.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if he's trying to mirror you and you clearly know that he has time, but he's just doing it because you texted back 3 hours later.
Yeah.
It's cute. Like he's thinking about you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He's trying to like be that not so desperate guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if he's like doesn't even care what you're doing,
yeah.
if you're busy,
yeah.
if he's being presented too much in front of you.
Yeah.
If he's just going at it, I think it's like a low-key red flag.
Okay.
I don't know.
I won't do that.
Are you doing that?
No.
Anyways, something I saw on TikTok the other day.
Yeah.
The 90 to 10 theory.
What's that?
You're with someone who ticks 90% of your boxes, but you get super fixated on that other 10% that he doesn't have.
Yes.
You start looking for that 10% elsewhere and meet someone who does.
Yeah.
You make the leap and go to that person who has that 10%. However, you soon discover that the new partner is missing 90% of what your original partner had. You lost 90% and gained 10%. Is the 90-10 theory.
Wow.
And I agree with this so hard.
I do too.
I agree with this so hard though, because I was with like a 30-70 guy. As in, okay. I clinged on to this 30% for some reason that I was like blinded about the rest of the 70%. Like,
okay, what was the 30 that he had?
The 30 he had was like, but to be fair, I would say it was like the bare minimum though.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was kind. He never got angry. He always put me first. He always like, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like, to be fair, that was bare minimum, I would say. But I just thought that having bare minimum is rare, that I didn't look for extra features for him.
Yeah.
Which was like, we have same, you know, ambitions towards our future.
Yeah.
Or we have the same mindset when it comes to spending money.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he's funny as a person, or his taste in music is similar to mine, or at least he's like discovering new or opening new doors for me.
Yeah.
Like, I think those are the things that makes a relationship more fun and like cultivated when he has something that you don't have and you want to know more about him.
Mm-hmm.
But I was literally clinging on to that 10% or like that 30% bare minimum. So I was like the other way around. I was missing out on the 90% just because I like stuck to this 10%. And I thought
that's what they're basically saying, right?
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Right?
Yeah.
That you're clinging on to the 10%, so you're losing 90.
Yeah.
But they're comparing two different guys, right? Like you met a guy who has 90.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I understand. I think there is like a weird human psychology playing there
mm-hmm.
where you, it's like, why would you, it's like the same as like, why would you seek for anxiety? Mm-hmm. It's like a similar kind of feeling. Like, if he loves you too much and he shows that he cares too much, yeah. like it's too much, like mm-hmm. low key, like 90%, like he's too good to be true. Yeah. Like he's too green.
Right.
In a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like too much. And he doesn't have this part. So he's not perfectly green, mm. but he's very close to perfect.
Yeah.
And then you meet another guy who's like almost red, like 100% red, but then he shows like a 10% green vibe.
Oh my God. And that seems more valuable.
Yeah.
Right?
Or like, I understand why you would be attracted to that because it's like, wow, like that. It's like a guy who's like fully tatted and looks hella scary is super sweet. I feel like it gives me like a similar idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how that would make him like 1,000 times more attractive.
Right.
Compared to a guy who has like no tattoos.
Yeah, yeah.
And is
just nice.
Yeah, just yeah. as nice.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it's also like when you get a bite from your friend's food, it tastes better than yeah. your own food. It's that, you know? Like
literally that.
He has 90%, you know? And that's so rare. That's something you should cherish for the rest of your life, and yet you're looking for that 10%.
Why?
Why?
Why do humans do that?
Why do humans do that? But I think people who do that can never get married. Yeah. So I was saying, I also saw this other thing where this person was saying, when you first start dating a guy, he gives you his 100% because yeah. he needs to get you. He wants to make you his girlfriend,
yeah.
all that kind of stuff. But yeah. once you start dating, he starts giving you an 80%, let's say.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he doesn't pick you up as often as he used to.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't text you as often yeah. as he. And then you address that to him. Like, why aren't you giving me the same effort that you were giving me in the beginning? Mm-hmm. And then he gives you a 90%.
Yeah.
And then you're satisfied with that.
Yeah.
Because it's 10% more than what he gives you now. But then this girl was like, girls, don't forget that he used to give you 100. Right. Don't settle for 90%. But when I saw that, I thought, it's not like I can also always give him 100%. Mm. Like, if you're going to be unsatisfied with the 90%, like with the 10 extra percent that he put in just because you addressed that you like didn't like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's a lot of pressure for me, too.
Yeah, but I feel like you're also really, really good, mm-hmm. or some may say kind, yeah. to think about the other guy. like, perspective. Like, you're always in it, like, equally.
Yeah, yeah.
You always, like, you always also think about yourself, mm-hmm. like, how you just thought about it would be pressuring for you to right. give him that much.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not thinking about any of that. Like, how much I'm giving is not in the picture right now. And uh-huh. that doesn't even matter. Regardless of how much I give, I expect him to give me 100%. Mm. I expect him to give me 1,000, even if I'm giving 0. Mm. Like,
I mean, to be fair, I think that makes you more happier, a person. Like, you're more happy if...
like, I'm expecting a lot from him. But like, and like, I want him to be happy because I'm happy. I don't want him to expect me to make him happy. Like, I mean, obviously I want to, but like, I don't expect him, or like, I don't want him to expect the equal
right
amount of effort
yeah.
or love that I give to him.
I mean, yeah, no, but when I'm saying my 100 and his 100 is very different though.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if his 100 is like doing 10 things for me, my 100 is doing like 5 things for him. Mm-hmm. So like, the base is very different.
Yeah.
But if he's always giving me 10, I'm forced to give 5 is what I'm thinking. So, but sometimes I'm like a 3, sometimes I'm like a 1.
Yeah.
So like,
that's okay. Yeah. Even if he gives you 100.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Does
it make you feel bad?
No, it doesn't make me feel bad. But like, I'm not thinking I'm settling for less, if that makes sense. Because the girl on TikTok was like, don't settle for anything less than 100% effort. But just because I give a 3 doesn't mean that I love him less. It doesn't mean that I am taking him for granted.
Yeah.
It's just I'm comfortable with his existence. I am able to show myself.
But how do you know that he thinks the same way that you're thinking?
Exactly. So I'm Delulu in that. Like, if he's not.
Girls and boys are not the same. Animal.
So less effort means less love for
maybe
boys?
maybe
is that true, guys? Tell me.
But they say girls love to hear words or say things and boys love to show through action. So if he's not showing through action, he's probably you know, slacking off.
True.
Like, he's,
if
like,
he's just telling you all these good stuff.
Yeah.
But not doing, yeah, putting in the effort to, yeah, actually make it happen.
Yeah. It's problem, you know.
Yeah.
Chillaxing. Like, maybe he's not worried.
Right, right.
Or, like, you know. I mean, you shouldn't even be doing these things because you're worried,
mm-hmm,
about how they might think about you. You, mm-hmm, should, like, want to do these things, first of all, because, yeah, you want them to feel good.
For sure.
Or, like, you really want to do them. You want to do it for them because you like them.
Yeah, yeah.
And if he's not doing that, like, maybe, you know.
Yeah. True.
His mind might be somewhere else. And his heart might be somewhere else.
God damn. Is he cheating already?
Yeah.
Damn. So if he's not giving you 100%, he's cheating on you, so stop. Stop dating that guy.
Yes.
Move on to the next.
Go to an FBI agent. Your best friend.
Yes, best friend. Anyways, so overall, so you know what? Like,
overall, 90-10 theory.
90-10 theory. I don't think you're ever going to be 100% satisfied with someone you're with. Just don't take him for granted.
Okay.
If someone with a 90 comes to your life.
Yeah. And as girls' representative, I would like to say that we like it when we're with you and we miss you.
Who am I talking to?
I'm talking to all the guys out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or all the people that are in relationship with girls.
Yeah, yeah.
When we're with you, we love it. And when we say bye, mm-hmm, we miss you already.
That's why we would love it if you can send us a text like right after we leave
saying I miss you too.
Yeah. Or like, you know, I can't wait to see you again.
Yeah!
Like, those small things mean a lot. Girls, but you know, love words.
Can I say something? But then I'm, you know, like I said in the previous episode, mm-hmm, I was like, I am such a hopeful person.
Mm-hmm.
And that also works in various ways. When they're like, I really want to see you, or like miss you, or like, well, I want to see you ASAP. Like, I can't take those in as just words.
You really expect him to come see you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, not in that moment, like, right, after, right, I say bye to him, but yeah, like, yeah, if he really means it, like, I expect him to like put in the effort to, mm, maybe see me the next day, mm, or like if we had planned something the week later, mm-hmm, like see me earlier than a week later.
Mm.
Yeah, I just wanted to put it out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you understand, yeah, what I mean?
I think effort is as important as words.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. I expect action. Yes.
I don't need no, yeah, I'll take you here, I'll take you there, I'll do this for you, I'll do that. Look, don't just do it.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening.
See you next week. Bye.